wonderful things are unfolding in the sky. This evening, look into the fading twilight, starting at 9:15 p.m. Two brilliant stars, side by side. The most dazzling is Venus, now at its brightest. It hasn't looked this good in years. Next to it is Jupiter. They both circle around the sun, of course, but Venus travels so fast that we can actually see its 22-mile-per-second orbital motion. Tonight, Venus is the rightmost member of the pair, but this will change almost overnight. Also tonight, anytime, look just below the moon. That star, almost touching the moon, is the planet Saturn. What could be easier? If you have any kind of telescope, this is where to point it. What celestial item is more amazing than Saturn's rings? All it takes is an inexpensive telescope and anything over a 30 power. Fast forward to tomorrow night, same time, 9:15 or 9:30. Now Venus and Jupiter are even closer together. But the dramatic denouement happens Tuesday evening. Don't miss it. The two brightest stars in all the heavens hover dramatically close together. In actuality, the planet Venus floats between us and the sun, while Jupiter is way off in the distance, 5 times farther away than the sun. Its nearness explains why Venus is 10 times brighter, and also the fact that Venus's clouds are the shiniest items in the solar system. They're more reflective than fresh snow, and weirdly made of droplets of concentrated sulfuric acid. This is a look-don't-touch kind of thing. So Tuesday is the climax, but start tonight. And if you'd like to squeeze a bit more out of this conjunction, the single star to the left of the brilliant planets, not nearly as bright but looking pastel blue, is Regulus in Leo the Lion. This is stargazing at its best. The start of a 3-day Venus-Jupiter extravaganza and a 1-night meeting of the moon with Saturn. It happens this evening. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.